Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above. Oh, how awesome is our God. Have you been up to the prayer mountain? Why not? Why not? Get up and come up to the prayer mountain on a Sunday. Dress warm. It's so awesome. We're a church without walls. Oh, but it is beautiful. I'm telling you. I think about Jesus sitting out there on the shore or on the mountain and the people just gathering. When I see people drive into the prayer mountain, oh my gosh, it just touches my heart. I can't even explain. Well, you know what? Maybe I should share a little bit about that story. How about that? You know, I'd been an evangelist for many, many years. I had gone out, pioneered my first church in Oregon, and then God opened up the doors, and I went into Korea. 안녕하세요, 감사합니다. I went into Korea, and I went in there to live and to preach. So I was preaching every day in Korea. I would get up. They would have a car pick me up at 4:30 a.m. I would go preach and at their morning prayer at 5 o'clock, one morning prayer at 5, another prayer at 6, another prayer mountain at 7. Then they would take me back to my home, at that time my little apartment, and then they would pick me up again that evening, and I would go preach again at a different service. And I went to hundreds and hundreds of churches in Seoul, Korea. I was under the awesome work of, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, Dr. Cho Yang-gi, one of the largest spirit-filled Christian churches in the world. They had 800,000 members, and they had 25,000 home churches all around the entire Seoul, Korea. It was absolutely amazing. Well, God opened up a door for me. So I'm preaching. I'm having a blast. I think I died and went to heaven. I'm preaching. I'm right in my element. I'm doing what God has called me to do. And then they opened up an opportunity for me. They said, oh, Pastor Luana, you stay in Seoul, Korea, and we let you have this churchy. Everything is E at the end. You have this churchy, and you preach this churchy, and you be on radio, Christian radio, in Seoul, Korea. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, well, you know what? Let me take time to pray, because I need to make sure it's God's will. So I went up to, actually, I didn't realize, they said, oh, then you go to prayer mountain. Go pray. Pray, ask God for his perfect will. I said, oh, thank you. So they came and they picked me up, and they took me up to the prayer mountain, and I rented a little room there for 3 days, and I'm praying and fasting. Oh, my goodness. I'm walking up and down. All of a sudden, I see these little teeny, like little closets everywhere, and I thought, what are those? And my interpreter goes, oh, those prayer grotto, 350 prayer grotto filled every day, pray. Then I said, really? So I go walking by the prayer grottos, and I see the little shoes outside the little teeny closet. And then I go by, and I'm listening. Oh, Hananim. Hananim in Korea means Jesus. Hananim, you know, and then I hear California, and they're praying. Oh, Hananim in California. And then I walk a little further, and they're praying Texas. Then I walk a little further, praying Vietnam. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, these people are praying every day for all kinds of different countries around the world because they want to be missionaries to go into the country. So I wait for a prayer grotto to be filled, and empty. You move your meat, you lose your seat over there. So somebody snuck out of the prayer grotto. I went right into that prayer grotto, and I'm praying. And the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart. And I'm saying, Lord, do you want me to stay here in Korea, Lord? You know, the people are so awesome, Lord. Lord, they're just amazing. They love you so much. And the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, I didn't bring you here to keep you here. I brought you here to show you. Go back to your homeland and build a place of prayer. I thought, oh, okay. So I went back and I met with him. I said, oh, Kamsahamnida, you know, Hananim, you know, he spoke to me and I can't stay here. Thank you so much for the beautiful offer, but I have to go back to the United States. They literally offered me a church with 5,000 members. But when God says no, that means no. So I came back to the United States. And at that time, I was still setting up meetings. I was still traveling quite a bit and traveling as an evangelist. And I'm traveling, you know, all over the U.S. And I had a call to do a revival in Boston. I think I did a 4-day revival in Boston. And then I was doing a 3-day revival in Philadelphia. So when I went into Boston to do my revival there, the pastor gave me an unbelievable offering. I was just amazed. And so that night when I go to sleep, the next day we were going to go into Philadelphia. The Lord speaks to me and says, give him back the offering. I went, Lord, okay, all right. So I talked to Jill. She's a bookkeeper. And I said, you know, the Lord spoke to me and give back the offering. And she goes, well, you better give it back. I said, okay. So next morning, I told the pastor, I said, you know what? Thank you for this offering. Just give me 100. That'd give me enough gas to drive over to Philly. And you know what? This offering is yours. God bless you. And I gave it back to them. They were crying because they said they were just about ready to they were doing something with their church. Somehow their landlord had told them they had to have another building. And they needed, I think it was 5,000 or something to get into it. Well, I ended up giving them exactly what they needed back. So that was like a blessing in disguise, and I didn't even realize. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to be a part of that building. So then I go into Philly, and now I finish my revival in Philly, and I'm getting into the airport, and I'm at the airport, and I'm loading the plane, and I'm walking down the aisle. I have a window seat. I'm going, excuse me, pardon me, and I'm trying to get to my seat, and I go to sit down, and I pull up the little window to look out of the window, and the Holy Spirit speaks to me and says, go down and pioneer a church. I'm thinking, pioneer a church? Lord, I'm in the middle of trying to build a prayer mountain. The Lord says, no, go pioneer a church. So I said, okay. So then I get back home and I tell Pastor Jill, I said, listen, God spoke to me. He said, we need to go down the hill to pioneer a church. She goes, well, we're building a prayer mountain. I said, I know it, but we better be obedient to do what God has said. And she said, okay, whatever God tells you to do, let's go. So I'm driving down. Now, remember, I'm up at the prayer mountain. The prayer mountain's 35 minutes from San Diego. It's in Ramona. So there I'm in at the prayer mountain. And now I'm going down, and I'm trying to find a building. And I can't really find a building. So we're driving around. I get lost. I didn't drive much downtown anyway. So now I'm lost, and I get stuck on Cesar Chavez Parkway. So there I am. I'm stuck. I'm trying to find these buildings that are supposed to be for lease, and I can't find it. I can't put it in my GPS. So I get lost, pull over on Cesar Chavez, pull down a road called Main Street, and I tell Pastor Joe, here, take the phone and try to put in these building, this address on the GPS. So when we're parked there, we're in the roughest part of San Diego. Of course, I don't know it's the roughest part of San Diego. I don't know it's the number one gang area, homeless area. And all of a sudden, I'm parked there with my Jesus truck, and I look in my rear view mirror, and right behind me is a great big for lease sign. I turn around, and I said, whoa. There's a for lease sign on that building. I said, you know what? Give me my phone. So I grabbed the phone. I dialed the number and I said, hi. I said, excuse me. I want to find out some information about this building. And the lady goes, well, when would you like to see it? I said, well, actually, I'm right outside the door. And she goes, I'm 2 minutes away. I'll meet you there. I said, oh, thank you so much for taking time. So she came to meet with me. But when I was in the truck, I said, the night before, I said, Lord, okay, I need to know if it's really you that you want me to pioneer a church. So Lord, if you want me to pioneer the church down the hill, Lord, I got to put three things before you. Lord, the trolley has to be close. The bus has to be close. And Lord, you know I like music. You know I like drama presentations. So Lord, there's got to be an area where I can do drama presentations, something that looks like a little stage, something that we can make as a little stage. So anyway, now go forward. We go into the building. The building stinks. The carpet is yucky. The building is graffiti all over the building. If you've never been down to Cesar Chavez Park, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But if you have, that's what the building looked like all outside. So I go in, and there's an ugly-looking pink bench at the far end of the building. So I go to sit on the bench, and I told Jill, why don't you go see the rest of the building? Because I wanted to pray. So I sat down, and I'm praying. And all of a sudden, I hear ding, 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 And I said, excuse me, ma'am? And she goes, yes. I said, what's that noise? She goes, oh, that's the trolley. I said, where's the trolley stop? She goes, oh, right at the end of the road, right at the end of the block. I go, really? And then I saw a shadow go by. And I said, ma'am, where's the bus stop? She goes, oh, right outside the door. I go, really? She goes, oh, yeah, if you open the door and look right across, it's the bus stop's right there. I said, oh, my goodness. And then I sat down on that pink bench, and I looked at the wall, and there was like this crevice cut out of the wall. And I looked, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I can make a stage out of that. That is perfect. So then I said, okay, ma'am, I said, how much do you need to get into this building? And she goes, well, it's going to be about $5,500. I just gave that money away. I said, okay. This is Friday. I said, I'll tell you what, ma'am. And she goes, I just want you to know that I'm going to show the building on Monday. I said, well, I'll tell you what, ma'am. One thing I have learned throughout these years, if it's God, it'll work. And if it's not, I'm not worried about it. I'll tell you what, if it's God, I'll be here Monday morning with a check. And if it's not God, I won't see you anymore. I said, so I'm going to go home and I'm going to pray. I tell you what, I sat on my computer. This has never happened in 40 years of ministry. I'm telling you, I sat at my computer, I took pictures of the building, took pictures of the area, took pictures of the homeless area, I mean, which was a block and a half away from where the building was. I went home on my computer and typed up on my computer, hi, I'm Dr. Luana. I just want to let you know, God is speaking to my heart to Pioneer Church, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if you ever looked up YouTube, you look up 38th Street Gang Violence, Barrio Logan. So anyway, I'm writing all the information, putting in the link. I said, some of you know me, have known me for years. Maybe I've preached in your church. If you'd like to help, that'd be awesome. We're going to go. God spoke to me. I know we're in the middle of building a prayer mountain, but there's a reason why God's sending us down there. I don't understand it, but hallelujah, we're going anyhow. So I went, ding, and I send it out on my email blast. Well, that email went out, I'm telling you, within 45 seconds of that email, ring, my phone rang. I said, hello? Yes, is this Dr. Luana? Yes, it is. Hi, I don't know if you remember me. You preached in our church in Washington. I just read your email. I'm so excited about it. We want to give $350. I said, I'm on the phone. I'm holding the phone. I go, not a wonderful. I didn't know what to do. And I look around and I'm looking for Beverly. She's like the phone nerd and the computer nerd. I go, yes, just a moment. I go, here, Bev, I don't know what to do. So I give the phone to Beverly, and Beverly picks up the phone and goes, hello? And she goes, yes, I'm Pastor So-and-so from Washington. We'd like to give. She goes, okay, I'll help you here. She takes the number, takes a card, blah, 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 does everything she needs to do. As soon as she hung up, ring, the phone rang again. Hi, I don't know if you remember me. We're a church in Texas. You preach down in Texas? We want to give an offering. We're so excited you're going into, Barrio Logan sounds like a really dangerous place, but we're going to be praying for you. She goes, we'd like to give $500. And all of a sudden, the phone just rang. This has never happened in the 40 years of my ministry. Never, never, never. And the phone rang, 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 rang. By Sunday morning, we had every bit that we needed to go into that building. And then Sunday afternoon, I got another call. Ring! Yes, Pastor Luana, our team read your letter. We're really stirred. We want to buy 200 chairs for you. I said, excuse me? We want to buy your 200 chairs. Go get them. We'll send you a check right away. I said, oh, thank you. We don't have any chairs. I didn't even think about chairs. I said, thank you very much. God bless you. So we hung up the phone, went to go get chairs. And I have to tell you, it was hilarious. They were, sorry, but five old ladies going down to Pioneer Church in Barrio Logan, the roughest part of San Diego. One lady today, she's still part of our ministry. She's 85 years old. She runs circles around everybody. We went down there, and got to remember, most of them are white. I'm the only darker one, a little chocolate there. But the other ones are just kind of, you know, kind of like a computer nerd and, you know, just with, you know, hello there, what's up, boys and girls? You know, with the big glasses and, well, golly gee willigers. So anyway, we go down there. We tear up that ugly carpet. I asked the landlord, I said, I got to get rid of this carpet. It smells like pee. She goes, whatever you want to do. Of course, she knew we were going to clean it up. So I got rid of the junky carpet. We painted everything. We set the chairs up. I went and got material, made a beautiful stage, set it all up. got a bunch of flyers. We started hitting the streets. Can I tell you what? We saw 6,000 people come to Christ in Barrio Logan. We're talking gangbangers, out of prison, rough. I think God put me down there for that season of time, and then COVID came. But I have to go back a little bit. We're talking about, I think I did, 14, 15 funerals in that area of people that had died of overdoses, people that got shot in the head, mothers who lost their daughters to drug overdose. So we were there, and then one day somebody gave me a prophecy and said, you know, Dr. Luana, God put you at the mouth of hell to pull them up before they went into hell. And you know what? I can see how God worked in that Barrio Logan church, and we saw multitudes, but I really think God had another plan. Let me tell you why. Because what happened was, when COVID came, of course, we had to switch around, and then we said, okay, let's go back up to the mountain. So the lease was up, and we said, okay, we sat with our team. We said, COVID has come. What are we going to do? And one of the guys who got saved, who had been in prison for 7 years, I'm going to have him come one day and do his testimony, had been in prison, gloriously saved, loves God. He goes, Pastor, listen, you've been coming down here for 6.5 years. Why don't we just go up to the prayer mountain? Those that come up to the prayer mountain will come up to the prayer mountain, and those that don't can find a really good church somewhere around here in San Diego. I said, you think? He goes, yeah, we're a team. Let's go. And I said, okay. And so we sat with everybody and we told everybody. And you know what was happening was, I didn't realize God was building a core of strong men that could come up to the prayer mountain, that has helped us build out the prayer mountain. And we have worked together and cried together, prayed together, we eat together, and we have seen God do some amazing things up at that prayer mountain. Now, we've been back at the prayer mountain, I think, 3 years now? 3 years, and it has been amazing to watch God now reestablish, and the core is getting stronger and stronger, and I'm so excited all that God is doing. So, it just amazes me how God works. You know, when your heart is hit, you don't quit, and we are loved by a Heavenly Father. You have to understand that. You know, what an amazing Father we have. You know, to those of us that put our trust in Him, you know what? We can't, and we will never, ever, ever lose. He holds up the righteous. His love is never ending. He always wants to bless you and I. Why? Just because we said, yes, Jesus, I believe. I love you. I need you. Always forgive me. Be my Lord. Be my rock. Be my Savior. You see, the benefits that come from Jesus' love is more than you can even imagine. God helps those that seek Him. Are you listening to me? You know, Psalms chapter 121 is so powerful. Reading in verse 1, the psalmist says it absolutely perfect. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Do you understand? Dear listener, listen to me. Dear saints, listen to me. It doesn't matter what the world says about our God. He's God anyhow. He's God anyhow. Don't worry about your enemies. He'll put your enemies to flight. Do you understand? The psalmist said something so powerful. He said, I will set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. You have to understand, God is a good God, and I wouldn't worry about my enemies. Genesis chapter 22, verse 17 says, blessing, I will bless you, and multiply, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. Don't worry about your enemies. Don't worry about those that don't like you. Don't worry about that opposition. What an awesome father we have. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 61, verse 3 says, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. You see, when we put our trust in God, He's watching over us. We can trust Him. You see, I could trust Him. If He wanted me to be in Barrio Logan, I could trust Him. And I'm telling you what, to see all those multitudes of people that got saved and to look at our core now, oh my goodness, I think what an awesome, awesome, powerful group of people that God brought up. It's the least likely. Why? Because God uses the least likely. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 16, when the wicked are multiplied, transgressions increase, but the righteous will see their fall. You see, the wicked are going to be wicked always. The world can say that they're from monkeys. Whatever. Monkeys produce monkeys. I am not from a monkey. I am created in the image of the living God. You are created in the image of our God. Oh, they can say there is no God. You know, this guy, I have to tell you this story. This guy who was a scientist, and I'm witnessing and I'm sharing, and I can't remember where I was. I said, excuse me, sir, anybody ever tell you about Jesus? He goes, there is no God. There is no God. If I can see Him, I'll believe in Him. I said, sir, you have a brain, but you can't see it. You know you got one, right? I said, sir, listen to me. I said, God is like the wind. I said, gonna tell me what color it is? He goes, you can't see the wind. I said, how do you know the wind's there? Well, because you can see, you can feel. I go, exactly. I said, exactly, sir. So is the Spirit of the living God. It doesn't matter. You can say there's no God, but one day you're going to stand before Him, and one day you're going to give an account of your life. You see, listen, dear saint, we're not alone in this battle. Our God is with us. The Holy Spirit is with us. Be strong and courageous, and do not be afraid nor dismayed before the king of Assyria and before all the multitude that is with him, for there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us to fight our battles. Oh, and the people were strengthened by the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. I'm telling you, listen to me, dear saints. Our God is with us. Greater is the God who dwells within us than he that is in the world. We are more than conquerors through him who strengthens us. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment, he will, you know what, we will condemn, for that is the heritage of the servants of the Most High God. Our God is our strong tower. Our God is our shield and our fortress. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the great I Am. He is the Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last, the everlasting God, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the All-Knowing, the All-Powerful God. Do not allow anyone to belittle you because of your God. Our God is great and greatly to be praised. Holy, holy, holy is our God. Hallelujah. Have you let the world sway you? Have you allowed the enemy to make you cower back? No, no, no. Let me tell you what you do. Jesus, I'm so sorry. Oh, listen to me. Do you understand what resides within us? It's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He dwells within me. There's a lion inside of us. Don't be cowards. Understand who you are in Christ. Greater is the God who dwells within you than he that's in the world. Pray with me right now. Jesus, please forgive me. Oh, I've been so stupid. Lord, I've doubted you. I've questioned you. I've backed away. I'm so sorry, Jesus. Come into my heart. Be my Savior, Lord. Help me to grow once again. Help me to know who I am in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you said that prayer, do me a favor. Get up, get to church on Sunday morning. Go up to the prayer mountain. It's a beautiful drive. You know, I know sometimes the weather's kind of crazy. If the weather's really bad, then we'll see you the following week. I love you. We're a church without walls, dress warm, A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 10 a.m. Sunday morning. Log into my website, atouchfromabove.org. How awesome is our God. Awesome, awesome, and awesome. God bless you.
You've been listening to A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins. For your financial support of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Visit atouchfromabove.org and come visit a church service, 10 a.m. at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Dress warm. It's a church without walls.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of His blood. I have been